Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Janet Oliver Eggleston and David Grace from the Northampton Brewery. You know, and Northampton Brewery is one of those places where, you know, I'll see tourists come into town right into this parking lot area right near the radio station. And the one question that they more times than not have is, do you know where the brewery is? And there it is, right across the parking lot from us. We had a great Thursday hoppy hour to kick off the Valley Beer Trail yesterday at the Northampton Brewery. But the thing that's really interesting about the Northampton Brewery is you have your own farm. Janet, what's the name of the farm?
The farm is Joe's Farm.
And you're Joe?
I am.
How are you, Joe?
My middle name is Oliver. My last name is Eggleston. Oh, and my first name is Janet. So,
Janet, Oliver Eggleston.
Yes.
Do people call you Joe?
When I was younger, a lot of people called me Joe, but not so much anymore.
Would you like to bring that back?
I wouldn't mind bringing it back. I kind of think it's cute.
It is cute.
I like it too. I do too.
Where is the farm? Up at the top of the deck at the brewery?
No, it's in Williamsburg, actually.
I always imagine it to be on the deck, though.
That would be a tiny farm.
It'd be a really tiny farm.
Right. It'd be like the Woody Allen, Here's My Land.
Yeah.
Little mini farm.
How big a farm is it?
It's about 3 acres.
Uh-huh. So this is a farm.
I think it's a farm. I think we're legit.
We are legit.
A lot of restaurants may have some sort of garden that they either create themselves or have regular access to, and that's much smaller. This is a real 3-acre farm. And so now, David Grace, what do you do with Joe's Farm in regards to the Northampton Brewery? Are you the farmer?
I am the farmer.
Uh-huh. So you're Joe's farmer.
So what are you growing on the farm right now?
We are mainly a greens farm. We do a lot of greens, and it's all vegetables, including roots, carrots, beets, radishes, turnips.
It's like a chicken egg thing, I guess. Does the chef at Northampton Brewery say, I need you to grow me this? Or do you, Dave, from Joe's Farm, say, here's what we got, and here's what you have to work with?
It's kind of a little bit of both, which is the fun
part. So we'll never know what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Once again.
We know what works well for our land, and we just try to grow a lot of it. And if it works for him and works for the kitchen, then we'll keep doing it and doing it better. Some things don't really work. We tried artichokes and there wasn't a lot of use for them, so we moved on. But things that our customers love are our salads and microgreens, kale and chard.
So you've got 3 acres. Is all of the produce that you're making on the farm going to the Northampton Brewery?
Not all. We have a farm stand right there in Williamsburg, just down the road from us at Siki's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a bit of produce itself, but it's been a fun outlet for us.
Janet, so, from the Northampton Brewery, why is this something that you wanted to pursue as somebody that's got a great reputation already for, you know, one of the seminal beer locations in the Pioneer Valley, kicking off in reality the sort of microbrew, the craft brewery movement here that has become so huge that we created a map to map it out now years later. Why is now this the next step for the Northampton Brewery to create a farm?
That's a really good question.
Thank you. Once in a while.
3 this year, Monty. That's really good.
It's because the food is coming from a source that we know where it's coming from. It's organic, it's fresh, and we can grow what we want. The relationship that Dave was talking about with the restaurant is a really important one, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, really, what it comes down to, I think what we should do for work is fun, and making beer is fun, and farming is fun. So there you go.
It's hard enough to just run a restaurant. Then if you have a restaurant that is also a brewery that makes beer, that's an extra level of complication. Now you're a brewery, restaurant, and farm. You just like to take these hugely daunting tasks. You know, it's so brave. Like, I mean, all of a sudden, the Northampton Brewery said, we're going to do a remodel and we're going to close down for a month. And I think other, you know, myself included, other business owners are like, whoa.
I know.
That could be risky, but you guys do all these crazy things that turn out wonderfully.
And all the solar energy retrofitting you've done. And, you know, it's energy sustainability, it's food, it's beer, it tastes great, and it's a great way to live. So yeah.
I know. Wow. I'm wondering when the guy with the white jacket is going to show up.
So does everybody that surrounds you, Janet, when you come up with an idea, like, hey, let's start a real farm here, do they do the whole roll their eyes? Like, oh my God, are we really going to do this?
Or notice that everyone has left the room and you're there alone?
I mean, or do they say, all right, Janet wants to do it, let's do it.
Well, for some reason, I thought that, you know, being a farmer was a really good idea. And that's been the case for a long time for me. I really believe in it. You know, I think that local produce and knowing where your food source is coming from and all those things are really important values that align with the brewery's values. And so as we went along, it was the timing of the project and the right person came along and the right people came along, and that's really what it comes down to.
Janet Oliver Eggleston, Joe of Joe's Farm and Northampton Brewery fame, and Dave Grace, who is the farmer of Joe's Farm that provides the produce for the Northampton Brewery and has a farm stand at Seeky's Garage. You have brought something delicious that I'm assuming you grew, and then that became an amazing looking salad at the Northampton Brewery.
That's right.
So did the chef say, you know, Monty has to be fed this year, and then you had to figure out what to grow on the 3 acres, and now we have it here?
This is a chicken situation.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. So what do we got? And what did you grow?
Only thing in there that we didn't produce is the feta. That salad has our mixed lettuce, microgreens, radishes, strawberries, a little green garlic that I minced up, and a simple Greek dressing, which is a standard at the brewery, which is a high-grade olive oil with some herbs in it.
This is going to be the first fresh strawberry I have had of the whole 2014 strawberry season. I'm going to put it in my mouth now. I've been looking forward to this for so long.
Go, buddy!
Janet from the Northampton Brewery, Dave Grace, who runs Joe's Farm for the Northampton Brewery, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, buylocalfood.org.